floor is made out of pine boards. Mm-hmm. Then as they got to the point where they could afford it, they covered it with linoleum.
Yeah.
Now we think nothing of having a carpet to, or a house that's fully carpeted.
Sure. Sure. Although you still see a lot of linoleum in the kitchen.
Well, it's easier to maintain.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you spill stuff on it, which is going to happen in the kitchen. Do they have adobe houses in this area, right around here, too?
Mm-hmm. There's one right over here.
Is there?
That's adobe.
Okay.
And this particular house isn't, but this one over next door here is adobe.
Yeah, I think I saw that. What are roofs made of in this area, typically?
Well, now people have gone, see, we have an area here that is susceptible to heavy hail.
Oh, is it?
And hail is very destructive.
Sure.
A lot of people, like myself, have gone to, go to what we call propane.
Right.
Metal roofs.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I didn't know that they use that around here. Not sure what it looks like. Does that just basically look like metal?
Well, it's kind of like, this is a propane roof on this one of these garage buildings we just put up.
Okay.
It's they're real, real effective.
Good.
Real efficient.
So you don't see much like shingles too much?
Well, not wood shingles.
Okay.
These are all essentially asbestos.
Right, okay.
Or not asbestos, asphalt shingles.
Right, that's right. Okay. You typically have fireplaces growing up? You mentioned in the one house you had a lot of fireplaces.
Well, in those days, you couldn't afford the heating systems that we have now. And they built, see, the Spanish built, I grew up in a Spanish community.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, when I started in the first grade, I had to learn to speak English. But they didn't have the benefit of the heating system that we have now, so when they would build these little fireplaces in the corner of each room.
Yeah.
And you just went from one room to another. They usually build them in they build 3-4 rooms in a row, and then they put one out, maybe a kitchen they would put on the end in an L shape.
Right.
In kind of a barrack style building. And they would put rough lumber on for roofs, and then cover that with several inches of adobe dirt.
Okay.
And that's why you had weeds and cactus grow out.
Yeah. Did those fireplaces all have their own chimney then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the kitchen would probably have a cook stove?
Well, usually, they'd have a cook stove in the kitchen.
Do you remember, I assume those fireplaces used wood. Do you remember what kind of wood was used commonly?
Whatever was, they could get locally, pinon and cedar mostly, in those areas where I grew up.
Yeah. What would they use around here, you think? Same thing? Or?
Well, more or less, yeah. Okay. We have a lot of pinon, pine, cedar, some cedar.
Yeah. I think I've seen a little.
Juniper.
Did those fireplaces typically have a shelf across them that you put things on?
They would be kind of cone-shaped and just blend right into the wall.
Oh, okay. Right.
They're all adobe, made out of adobe. They were cone-shaped and blend right into the wall, into the corner.
What exactly is adobe? Just some sort of...
Well, it's a clay.
Okay.
That, and they mix, it's just a natural clay, and they mix straw with it for adherence. And it gets it's cool in the summer, warm in the winter.
Okay, that's good.
You're from where?
I'm originally Michigan, but I'm taking my PhD at Georgia, University of Georgia.
Oh, I see.
So I don't know about adobe.
Well,
only what I've learned out here.
It's what a lot of these people did. They